work. You send me heavy work, 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 work. You see me.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Production.
To get to where I got to.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this?
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport.
Total we're disrespect. Being attacked, man. We're being attacked.
Yeah, I'm killing these
men.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our probably final edition of the day. As we've done about three or four shows today, hopefully you have subscribed to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and click that notification bell so that you can get those email alerts every time we go live. So we're back at you with another topic. Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner, looking like it's all systems go after Manny Pacquiao has signed to Al Haymon. January 19th pay-per-view is the date. But Pacquiao putting out indications, not only that he wants Mikey Garcia, but Mikey Garcia himself saying he wants some of Pacquiao. And then we have this photo that Pacquiao puts out on his own social media with faces of Adrian Broner, Mikey Garcia, Sean Porter, Earl Spence, and Floyd Mayweather Jr. And we're asking ourselves, can Pacquiao, that in December turns 40, turn it around and get a win over Adrian Broner, who was once thought of the heir apparent to Floyd Mayweather, then turn around and take on Mikey Garcia, who some thought could beat Earl Spence Jr. And then the Bull, the Pit Bull, and Sean Porter? I don't know. Some of the guys are arguing maybe he goes straight for Mayweather after this, but that is the argument. This is the place to debate that, discuss it, bounce it back and forth by calling in at 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget, you could add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. So why type when you could just Skype and call us in from anywhere in the globe? It just doesn't matter. So let me head on out to my co-host and get this thing started.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWords.com.
Yo, what's going on, baby? We back with another one. Shout out to everybody that's joining us right now. Manny Pacquiao, you know what I'm saying? When I first saw that picture, I was like, Manny Pacquiao, he think he's slick. He put the money man right there in the middle. Adrian Broner down to the side. Then he throws Errol Spence and Sean Porter in there and Mikey off to the side. Now, I'm looking like there's no way in hell if you weren't going to fight Terrence Crawford, then you won't fight the top. Surely. So that's why you come back with a Adrian Broner. And that's why you possibly fight a Mikey Garcia next. And if you pass those two tests, there's no need to look any farther than the man. Because everybody will think you're back. But I'm going to stop right there and shout out to my guy, Ron G. What's up, baby?
BoxingWords.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, Marquez Hunter Barrera. I've been through all the eras, and I still been fell
off. How much you talk? You do too much talk. The thing is that
people want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
BoxingWords.com.
Yeah, I think it's got extremely interesting with Manny Pacquiao, who originally was with Top Rank for the longest. Had confrontation on trying to get a fight with Mayweather in the past and had confrontation is now with Al Haymon. And he's posted up pretty much the whole stable from the PBC side, the roster. Very high-level fighters, Errol Spence, Mikey Garcia, Sean Porter, who just got the title. And then there's some money opportunities. We got Adrian Broner. We got Mayweather in the picture. So it's definitely money and legacy involved in the end of Manny Pacquiao's career. And depending on what route he goes, I'm not mad at any of it. So we can kind of decide, dissect and talk about it a little bit more. Let's go.
I mean, don't get it twisted at all. I'm not mad if Manny Pacquiao doesn't fight Errol Spence or Sean Porter. Manny Pacquiao is naturally a smaller guy. So a Mikey Garcia fight makes sense. Adrian Broner fight totally makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get any argument from me. And you know, let's throw out the elephant in the room for the detractors. Yes, every single one of these fights is a pay-per-view. Oh. I would gladly pay for the Broner. I would gladly play for the Mikey Garcia. And
you ain't got a choice next. You ain't got a choice.
No, next. You don't have a choice next. But those are all matchups that I'm okay with. I mean, look, I know Broner is expected to lose in the eyes of most, but he does something commercially for Pacquiao that he needs at this point in his career. At 40, which he's turning in December, how much does he have left? How much could he give us? But the fact that Mikey and Broner are there as the appetizers to this second half victory lap of his career, it makes it all that more possible. I know people like Mikey and probably don't want to say that he's going to lose, but I don't know. I mean, Pacquiao looked good versus Lucas Matisse. Some of us had him beating Jeff Horn. You know, if he goes in there and wipes Broner out, I don't know. Can Mikey deal with that that Pacquiao speed? That's always been the issue for people.
And one thing you got to take into consideration, Pacquiao's been fighting bigger guys probably the last, five, 10 fights? So if
more than 5'10", I mean, he's
a guy that's naturally his own size, a guy that's naturally his own weight. It could make out for I won't say easy, but maybe an easier fight than some of those bigger guys.
Well, this is how I look at it. Okay, Adrian Broner is definitely known to be the cash cow of talks. Now, at this point, he definitely shows that he can hang the 12 round, you know, go to distance, doesn't get KO'd, right? This is the pride that he holds. No one's ever knocked me out. Well, Mikey Garcia was the person who fought him, and, you know, Mikey couldn't knock Broner out. So at this point, if Manny Pacquiao does what Broner takes pride of, not getting knocked out, and sparks him, knocks him out, wipes him out, makes it look easy, I can entertain a Mikey Garcia fight. Just because of that alone shows that even though Broner has lost and had a tough fight with Jesse Vargas, remember Manny Pacquiao definitively beat up Jesse Vargas. Remember that. Dropped him like once or twice in that fight and took his strap. So yeah, this could be very interesting to see how well Manny Pacquiao does if he beats up Adrian Broner in a very decisive and brutal fashion, if it goes that way.
And I totally like the push from Al Haymon and the whole PBC thing, putting Manny Pacquiao first off with a guy like Adrian Broner, a guy who's not very well, who doesn't pose a big of a threat as a Errol Spence or a Sean Porter, but a guy who has a bigger personality, a bigger social media following, and knows how to sell fights and understand that entertainment is a very big part of boxing.
Absolutely. I think it's a way for Al Haymon to show Manny Pacquiao, look, we're not here to cash you out. We're here to help you rebuild. Here's a winnable fight that you have to work out. You have to train and you have to be on your A game to win. But it's a winnable fight with huge, you know, upside because of Broner and what we expect from him in the publicity press tour.
Yeah, and this was a fight that was like rumored to happen a long time ago. I mean, you're looking at a kind of a redemption for Manny Pacquiao fans, where you get a similar kind of loudmouth, money showing, entertaining fighter who is very brashy out in the public, you know. And at that point, you know, this could be kind of their redemption from losing to Floyd Mayweather. Many people wanted to see Manny Pacquiao in the past fight. You know, what would be little bro back in the time? You know, so I would definitely say that depending on how he looks in here, I would totally entertain the Mikey Garcia fight or anyone else after that.
It builds a story, right? Because it's like you go with that. Oh, you know, I beat the little Floyd. I beat your little brother, you know? You know, but Pacquiao has to talk too. I mean, I don't know if he can be the same I did my best guy, you know?
I think one thing that we're looking past and we're not giving enough attention to, Adrian Broner always wanted this. He always wanted to be the pay-per-view guy, the pay-per-view star.
He's about to fall into the Adrian Broner trap.
Can I?
No, you about to tell us how he might show up for this fight because it's what he always wanted.
What he always wanted. He wants that kind of fame, that kind of recognition.
Talking to the mic, Mike.
For being the biggest name in boxing or the biggest pay-per-view star in boxing. So what if Adrian Broner comes out and give Pacquiao a good fight? And we all seen Adrian Broner actually drop Sean Porter. The only person to drop Sean Porter. Danny Garcia couldn't do it. Keith one time Thurman couldn't do it. So I'm saying Adrian Broner possesses the skill and the power. If he learns to let his hands go, man, could make up for a good fight.
Oh man.
And Pacquiao is turning 40. He's turning 40 in December.
Well, real quick.
I always go with the old man narrative. I went with it with Triple G. Sometimes, man, you wake up and the next day you feel like you're 10 years older than what you were the previous day.
But I'll tell you this, Adrian Broner is not Canelo Alvarez. And on top of that, you know, you got to remember, Adrian Broner is the king at 144, but he's probably going to have to fight at whatever requested weight class. And if it's 147 that Manny Pacquiao wants, or 140 or whatever.
I think Pacquiao wouldn't mind 144, but I doubt they make Pacquiao. It's up to Pacquiao to catch weight.
Pacquiao walked in at 143 against Batiste. Didn't even try to make 147. Walked in at 143. So he cooked at that weight. It's easy.
Yeah, and those are good fights for him. Again, that's Heyman showing him, yo, here's your bone. Because Mikey's also a winnable fight because he's a small. He's not a full welterweight. You know, he hasn't even fought at welterweight. So, yo, he's got a good path, and he can definitely turn it around in the later half of his career, you know?
And then another factor y'all ain't fucking factoring, man. I got to break all this fucking shit.
Break it down, Mike. Break it down.
Adrian Broner been on the fucking Floyd fight for the longest. Floyd got to see me. Floyd got to see me in the ring. Floyd got to see me in the ring.
So this motivates Broner now. No. Stop dreaming,
Broner,
Mike.
If Broner gets a fucking decisive victory, a knockout victory on Pacquiao, you can fucking expect him and Floyd Mayweather fight.
Not expect it because you're going to expect a Pacquiao rematch.
That's true, too.
You can't burn Pacquiao like that. You got to do something. But, yo, you bugging, man.
I'm just saying, man. It's boxing.
Look, here's the thing. You're going to have to let your hands go when you go against Manny Pacquiao. Okay, definitely. You're going to have to be the bully when you fight Manny Pacquiao. You're going to have to show your height, your weight, everything that would be uncomfortable. You're going to have to bully him. You have to outsmart him. You're going to have to outthink. You're going to have to have better reflexes.
He can't handle Manny, yo.
What lace bud Mike smoking with Angel Dust?
Look, I'd rather hear you argue Manny Pacquiao and Mikey over Broner and Pac-Man. And I don't want to be that negative guy, but I would be more entertained to see those two fight.
Let me go with the Broner narrative. I'm just saying, man, it's what Broner always wanted. He wants to be that pay-per-view star. He wants to fight Floyd. What bigger fucking motivation is there out there for Broner?
I mean, dog, right, I don't think it's a factor of motivation. This dude's been making millions for a long time. He's been offered the world for a long time.
He's not $100 million.
There's nothing new here, Mike. He's not just finding out that if he wins, he could be big and make a lot of money. That's not new.
Person the size of Pacquiao,
man, dog.
The Pacquiao on Broner resume right now.
All right, you're right. Nobody.
What cherry picking going wrong?
Okay. Mike, put Mike down for Broner.
And Broner, if you're listening right now, you cannot be talking all that big money. Look, you want to do this? You want to take off a floor? You got to get your ass in the ring and train for this shit, bro. Everybody you want this shit, man.
Let me show a funny narrative. Who do you got winning, Broner or Jeff Horn, if they fought at 147? If you got Broner and Jeff Horn fighting at 147, who wins?
Shit, Ron. Damn. Oh.
I don't know, man. That's hard to say. Yeah. We don't know what Jeff Horn is yet. We just don't know who or what he is.
Oh, chat saying Jeff Horn. See, I'm just saying the chat immediately spammed Jeff Horn. So,
I mean, I can see why they're saying Horn. Somebody said AB. Oh, Team Batman Boxing, what's up, bro? I can't wait to come back to fucking Manchester, yo. It's my boy right there.
AB can get it, man. I'm just saying, y'all looking past this, bro.
Listen, final thoughts, man. Manny Pacquiao, I love this route. I don't think that he's going to go any other route, only because he want what Bob couldn't give him, which were pay-per-view fights. Mm-hmm. And these are all pay-per-view fights, so he can't take those tune-ups anymore. You know, it's got to be these guys so that we pay for it. Broner is going to put him back on the mat because he's, you know, boisterous. He's loud. He's outgoing. It's going to make ESPN and all the sports centers and yada, yada, yada. And then it'll be like, boom, he won. He's on top. Now, the Adrian Broner Mayweather narratives will start, the comparisons, the blah, 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 blah. Then he's like, yo, Broner, we know that he's Broner, so that's why he's fighting Mikey. Undefeated, multiple division champion, moving up, was talked about fighting Errol Spence. And for Mikey, this is better than Earl. This is more winnable, and then it's an even greater pathway to Earl.
Floyd.
Nah. Floyd ain't coming back for none of these dudes except Pacquiao.
Crazy.
Doggy, Mikey beats Pacquiao. It doesn't make him into this pay-per-view star that does big numbers with Floyd. Like, not yet. That's not it. That ain't there. But anyway, those are my final thoughts, man. I love that Pacquiao posted this on his own social media. I don't see him fighting Earl or Sean Porter. But who's to say that this picture doesn't indicate that he's going to fight Broner and Mikey Garcia and the winner of Earl and Porter meet Pacquiao to face Mayweather?
We all know that sweet, gooey stuff is right there in the middle. If you look in the middle of the picture, you'll see Floyd Mayweather, and that's where the money, the mwah, is.
Well, anybody else with final thoughts?
Final thoughts are Pacquiao, man. Be careful with Broner. Mikey Garcia, I think it's a good fight. Floyd Mayweather, too. Get it done. And follow me at IG, Gross1911, or follow me on Twitter at Gross2312.
Well, we got a couple callers on Skype and some others here, so we'll see. I'm just getting y'all final thoughts before we go to callers.
I'll just give my quick thoughts. I think Manny Pacquiao is taking his end of the career very seriously. He's doing his MP promotions. He's signing with Al Haymon. He's not playing games. If he wanted to cash out, I feel like he would stay over at Top Rank or do his own little thing over. He really wants at least one top fighter. And depending on how he goes there, what road, what path, I see him ending with one of these guys. And if he beats one of these guys, you're talking about one of the best careers of a fighter in the last 10, 15 years. If he can upset one of these guys in this picture outside of Broner, because a lot of us is picking Manny Pacquiao to beat Broner. But with that being said, if he can do the unthinkable and beat one of these guys, you're looking at a future super Hall of Famer, because this is some really top talent right here at his age, at his career. So I'm excited to see the storyline, the build up, the narrative, and the whole division. So that's my final thoughts. Fight IQ Media, Twitter, Instagram.
All right. First, a word from our sponsors. Then we'll go out to these phone calls.
If you're listening these right now, smash that thumbs up button, man. Helps with the visibility of the show. And if you want to do some shopping on Amazon, go over to the boxingvoice.com/affiliate sponsors.
Click on that Amazon link, and it costs you absolutely nothing. Helps us get a little kickback, and it costs you nothing. You do your same regular Amazon shopping, and Amazon just hooks us up because we sent you there. Very simple. Free of charge. It's a way to help your favorite podcast. You know what I mean? This will give Mike the opportunity to travel a little more, right? Like, he wants to go back to the camp, right? Don't you want to go back to the camp? Man. He want to go check out your boy Anolia.
Anolia? Oh, yeah, Regis, man. Regis, yeah, man.
You know, but Mike got a couple of victims already on the list. He's trying to put in that work. But we're going to go out to these phone calls. We got, who is this? Christopher on Skype. Talk to us.
What up, Chris?
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Loud and clear.
Man, so what's up? This your boy Chris from West LA. I was with you at the show when you was there for Triple G Venice. What? I got you to.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Hey, so my thoughts on this is what is Terrence Crawford gonna do? Why Manny Pacquiao basically over here without him? Got Bob Sauti starting drama.
I mean, Crawford's gonna do he's gonna do the best that he can. Like, you know, what do you call it? Bob is gonna do the best that he can for Crawford, I guess. But all he's gotta do is keep winning, and he might get a shot.
Bob looking salty with the statement about Al, and it looked like PBC about to make everything fall into place.
Christopher, baby, come on. 2019. The top of the show is Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner, AB. I'm just, can't be shit. Oh my God, Terrence
Pacquiao Crawford, about to be over there. They got Garcia. They got both of the Garcias. Pacquiao got some fights, and that's probably why he dipped from over there.
Yo, I wonder what Bud is thinking though, because he's like, yo, why is Pacquiao over there with Heyman? Why is Garcia over there with Heyman? Why is Floyd over there with Heyman? Why did Bob?
Exactly.
Why did Oscar leave Bob? Why did everybody leave Bob, and I'm the only one here with Bob? What's going on?
What we doing here, man?
I'm just saying. That's my favorite fighter. Bud is my favorite fighter. So that's the one I'm concerned. That's my call. Ness, keep doing your thing. You got the game on lock. As usual, stay up.
Thank you,
bro. And Mike, speaking to the mic, nigga.
I am. I'm yelling at this motherfucker.
That's a hashtag right there.
The
I like that
on
one.
Skype can't hear.
Mike.
Playing off another laptop, so the people on Skype can't really hear me.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We got Jay Will was calling in too. There he goes.
What up, Jay Will?
Jay Will, what? Actually, let's do these things correctly, right?
If you know, like I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah. What's up, fellas? Yo, man, I just want to break it down for y'all real quick, man. As Ness referred to as dreaming, I guess, as far as some of this competitiveness versus Adrian Broner. We got to break it down in pedigrees. You know, this is a difference between being a good or great fighter or being an all-time great fighter. That difference in pedigree means a lot. So AB is more along the lines of a Zab Judah. You know, Pacquiao's obviously an all-time great. Those pedigrees don't match up. You're going to always have to go with the Manny Pacquiao. I mean, just thinking Adrian Broner is going to change his spots overnight is just kind of being silly.
I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking Pacquiao's getting old. Once you get old, man, that shit starts slowing down. Your mind takes your body something, and your body can't do it as fast.
Even the older Pacquiao is going to be better than the young AB. You know what I'm saying? You damn sure wouldn't want to see Pacquiao in his prime. But let's leave that alone,
bro. If sporting events always went to according to plan, then we'll never watch the shit. That's why we watch, baby. Cause shit out of the ordinary just might happen.
Well, put it like this. If Pacquiao was to get a fight with Danny Garcia, I'm siding with Pacquiao. Now, I wouldn't say that maybe by Keith or Errol, probably not even Sean. But with Danny, yeah, I'm going to be siding with Pacquiao. You got to respect the pedigree, man. So I think Pacquiao is going to have some decent fights in front of him. Now, I think Mikey Garcia is a different story. I think he's proven to be, he might be possibly, you know, a special fighter. Putting him in there with Pacquiao, I think he'd have a good chance to prove it to see how special he is. And that definitely would set up a decent fight between him and Errol. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's good that he's coming to PBC. I think it's great. I think, honestly, I don't see I don't see why anybody would have any reason to worry about the Bob Arum, what Bob Arum got to say. To me, all that's irrelevant. I mean, Pacquiao over here. And the other situation with Terrence, bro, I mean, that's going to have to take care of itself eventually, either sooner or later. You know what I mean? That's going to solve itself out. But right now, this Pacquiao situation is great. I definitely want to see it with both of the Garcias, Mikey and Danny. I really don't think Flizz gonna come back, man. I just don't see it, man. I think he's doing a lot of woofing. I think he's doing a lot of talking. But if Pacquiao's looking too good, he ain't gonna come back. Pacquiao looking too good, he definitely ain't gonna come back. He ain't gonna come back and then lose.
Yeah, but if you Pacquiao, it don't even matter to you, right? Because you gonna make big money. You gonna make big money. Like what's his guarantee for Broner? And then the upside, it's gonna sell, guys. I think this one brings him back to at least 750,000.
Buys.
Hell yeah. Pacquiao versus Broner?
Hell yeah.
Shit, you lucky. Yeah. I think it might do a million, but I swear to God, I ain't want to be that dude with egg on his face, so I said 750, but I think it could do a million easy.
What price point?
I mean, the normal Pacquiao price point, whatever his normal price point was. You know, that new Canelo Floyd shit is new Canelo Floyd shit.
I got you.
Pacquiao was involved in that. He helped Floyd get it to 100, so who the fuck knows where Pacquiao puts this at? But all right, Jay Will, you the man. Thanks for calling in Ohio Stand Up. Peace.
And to all the new listeners coming on the stream, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, man.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, hit that thumbs up. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that you appreciate these consistent, consecutive shows here. We keep coming back with that fire.
We are trying to reach out to the people down in the Philippines so they can know how we feel about this right here. Because they love Pacquiao. Let's not get it twisted. Pacquiao has
it's more than just the Philippines. That's a given. You got to look. He's a casual fan friendly fighter. I mean, Americans loved Pacquiao.
Well, I wanna talk about the fact that Pacquiao knew better than to put Keith Thurman in this picture.
Look here. Whoa.
He knew that he wasn't gonna come back, so he was like, not even worth it.
He ain't active.
No, he just knew, like, yo, if I call Thurman out, who's been calling me out all my life,
he ain't active.
I might lose.
He ain't active.
Thurman would have came out of retirement for
Pacquiao. My nigga Thurman ain't fought since the goddamn last Cold War.
Thurman would have fought with one leg if Pacquiao, because you know that's a money fight. Everyone wants a Pacquiao fight.
Who doesn't want a
Pacquiao fight? Goddamn, Abraham Lincoln was still president with that last time Thurman fought.
You ain't shit.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
I honestly think Bad and Bougie just came out on the radio when Thurman was fighting.
For real?
Yeah, I think I did a little study.
Someone said a million pay per views, more like 500,000 tops. Broner versus Pacquiao. I don't know. That seems low. Anybody remember Pacquiao's? Oh, we got Ron here. Ron, what's Pacquiao's last pay per view?
It was the Jesse Vargas. Yep. That did about 300.
Wow. 300?
Yep. It was on their own separate, like, top rank kind of thing.
It wasn't an HBO pay-per-view, and that's probably what started pissing Pacquiao off. He probably like, yo, you gave me this short money. We'd have done this on HBO. I'd have made a milli.
Man, I believe you can make more money not going with the network pay-per-view, but, like, doing your own, like the PBC pay-per-view.
I don't know about all that, man. I ain't no pay-per-view.
You do PBC when you have Showtime.
That's the cable company gets half.
They sure do, but the cable company know what they're doing is what I know. I know when I click on buy, I'm always watching it. And whenever it's hard to watch, they give me a fucking refund.
I can find 7 Hackers. Know the fuck they're doing.
Hey, I hear you, 7 Hackers, huh? Okay. Well, listen, the final thought to the final thought is I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. And for all the brainiacs out there, ex-Bob Arum fighter Pacquiao is with Al Haymon. Ex-Bob Arum fighter Floyd Al Haymon.
Shout out to I Hear More Sports, man, our boy that we had. My boy Keith sitting somewhere in India. I mean, sitting somewhere Indian style playing a ukulele.
Hey, man. He's doing his thing, though. He's sitting somewhere on a couple mil, chilling. You know,
I mean, get out that strap, then.
Sitting on the belt.
He is holding that belt, man.
All my women.
Why you holding the strap up, though?
He ain't holding no strap. When somebody want that sauce, he gonna stand up. Ain't nobody stand up yet. Ain't no definitive nobody right now. It's just a bunch of Indians and no chief. Here we go. Why you think Pacquiao came over here? He's trying to make a chief out of all these Indians.
Pacquiao already, well, never mind, Native American.
Yo, they said Thurman a monk now.
He gonna be a monk when he make the rest of these welterweights not speak his name.
He a monk.
Himalayas.
Actual poster Thurman in the gym. Okay, so he's getting in work. Okay.
That was an old Getty photo, man. They ducking at work. I've been trying to get in that gym. Luis Ortiz, pick up your phone. Stop ducking me, dog. Stop ducking me. Don't make me go to Travis Kaufman's gym, dog.
Real final thought, man. Pacquiao, man, look here. Broner, Garcia, or Floyd. Do not fuck with Errol Spence. You don't want that work. Errol Spence is just too big. He's the second best welterweight in the division.
Now you see why he don't want Bud to fight him. He just told all the truth about Earl, as long as he ain't talking about Bud.
Bro, I never said that I would be surprised if Terrence Crawford loses to Errol Spence. All I simply always stated, I like Errol Spence. I like Terrence Crawford just a little bit better. So that's why I would pick him in a fight. In my eyes, my eye test tells me that Terrence Crawford possesses the necessary skills to beat Errol Spence. But besides that, Manny Pacquiao, Mikey Garcia, Danny Garcia even, the right thing to do. Go ahead and try to get the – maybe Danny Garcia could even – maybe –
That's
can
crazy.
Can I get my final thought off, bro? You guys
– crazy.
You got plenty of time, homie. You can go last.
Yo, man, it's because you sparked so much good shit. You such a good host. Yo, it's true.
By all means, go ahead.
It's true though, right? Danny Garcia's not there. Like, we don't even know the options for Pacquiao. Like, one win could mean so many different doors on the PBC side. It's amazing too, because it'll be pay-per-view. Not that I want to pay for the pay-per-view, but I know what it comes with. I know that it comes with all access, it comes with more promotion, and it comes with more media. And for me as a reporter, like, that's what I want. I want to be out there more. I want to interview them more, and I want them out. You know, that's why we just came from Alabama. So yeah, I'm excited about this, yo. Boxing is in a you know what else, man?
You gotta let him swift.
No, you know what else? The Pulev shit. I'm so like, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, from the
that.
Bottom of my heart, I'm like really that. Happy. Like, yo, we're in such a great space as boxing fans. Like, I so badly had that Pulev versus Fury fight in the back of my mind. Like, fuck, I'm not going to be able to watch it. I want to watch it. And now ESPN is picking it up. That's what I'm talking about. So, congratulations to boxing, bro.
The best thing about that, I'll be traveling this Saturday, so I can actually watch it on my phone.
On your phone while you're traveling.
I won't miss shit.
Nothing.
And then I can interact in the group chat with the people, so I won't feel like I'm
left out.
Exactly.
Yo, and listen, a year ago, this shit wasn't like this, so. I'm actually really happy. People, you know, they can call it what they want. I'm actually like, damn. But yeah, I'm telling you, I read that ESPN news. That shit had me really smiling.
But yeah, back to my final thought.
Oh, you ain't done?
No. I remember you coming out.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Pacquiao, Broner, Garcia, even Danny, and Floyd Mayweather, man, that's the route you got to take to like end your career. Like, that's the route that fans would also accept and also make you look good in the process of doing. Like, he didn't go out and just face MMA fighters that didn't have any kind of boxing skill. He went out and fought some of the best fighters out there when he retired and when he ended his career. So shout out to Manny Pacquiao. Good thing signing with Al Haymon, PBC. Shout out. Gross 1911 on IG and Gross 2312 on Twitter.
And quick final thoughts. Regardless of the fact that he makes money, shout out to Manny Pacquiao, because if he loses these fights, they're commendable losses. Losing to an Errol Spence, a Sean Porter in his career at this point, Mikey Garcia, Floyd Mayweather again. Look, at the end of the day, he wants that smoke. He's not ducking. He's going straight to the division, 147 division, 140 division. I'm not mad at it. So win, lose, draw, make money.
Oh, wow. Yo, you just sparked that in my... Yo, what if this is at 140?
Broner got a drain.
And Mikey's at 140.
Who the A-side?
Damn. Who else is the A-side?
Well, it's going to be where he said it's going to be at, then.
Damn.
Manny Pacquiao going to call the rules, man. It's a weight game.
I mean, Pacquiao can definitely get at 140. Sorry, Ron G, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's it, man. Yo, I'm excited, man. Let's see it. Let's see the fights happen, man. Big 2019.
January 19th. So we starting the year off with a bang bang.
And big shout out to my boy PlayStation. For everybody who's interested, tomorrow at 5:30, check out Tyson Fury on the Joe Rogan podcast, man. Let's share the video, help the video grow so we can get this fight with Wilder the biggest that it possibly can be. You boxing fans say you want people to care more about boxing. This is exactly how you do it. Get the word out.
All right. Well, hopefully you subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice because we're officially on that hunt for 100K. We're on about 88,372 subscribers. So, you know, we're coming, man. We just
90,000.
We just want 100. We just want 100.
90,000 before November. We'll easy get 100 by January.
Damn, bro. What if we don't make it to 100 before the end of the year? I'm gonna cry.
Gonna happen, baby. I'm
gonna cry.
As long as you keep working.
No, that's a lot, though. That's a lot. That's 12,000 more subs.
As long as you keep working and keep your head down, man.
That's 6,000 subs per month.
You and Eddie might have an interaction that fucking goes viral.
That's a lot.
Goes fucking million views on our channel.
Amen.
Let's go, homie.
Yo, Lions only tomorrow. Press conference. See you in New York City. Peace.
Smoking good.